The next patient is Margaret Baird. The last name is B-A-I-R-D. Margaret is the first name. 93-year-old white female that is following in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a nephrosclerosis that is associated to the aging process. The patient has a case of severe mitral regurgitation with pulmonary hypertension. And chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. In the laboratory workup, there is an increase of the serum creatinine up to 1.8. The serum creatinine used to be around 1.4, but I think this is related to the diuretic effect. Patient has been given more diuretics because she has the tendency to retain fluid. The BUN creatinine ratio is elevated. Period. The recommendation is to decrease the fluid intake and the PRN administration of diuretics. Period. The proteinuria is 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, iron deficiency anemia. The CBC shows that on October the 16th, the hemoglobin was higher, 11.3, the hematocrit 34.4 is improving with the administration of iron. Following number, we were concerned about the weight loss. However, the patient has been gaining weight. Today, she's 103 pounds, despite of the fluid that has been removed. The appetite is better. She doesn't have problems with constipation. Following number, mitral regurgitation, that is followed by Dr. Syracuse. Following number, atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is followed by the pulmonologist. Following number, memory impairment associated to the aging process. The reevaluation will be done in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes in the laboratory evaluation. 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 6 minutes in the documentation.